For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Blooming English. Today, we have an interesting topic that I believe you'll find both useful and enjoyable. We're going to explore the world of English slang and colloquial expressions. Part 1. What is slang? First, let's define what slang is. Slang is a type of language that is informal and often specific to certain groups of people. It's not the English you'll typically find in textbooks, but it's frequently used in everyday conversations. Part 2. Why learn slang? You might ask, why is it important to learn slang? Understanding slang can help you communicate more naturally in English. It's also useful for understanding the context in movies, TV shows, and social media. Part 3. Popular slang words. Now, let's discuss some popular slang words. 1. Cool. This word signifies that something is good or impressive. Example conversation. Speaker 1. I just got a new job. Speaker 2. That's so cool. Congratulations. 2. Chill. This means to relax or take it easy. Example conversation. Speaker 1. I'm so stressed out. Speaker 2. You need to chill. Take a break and relax. 3. Bae. This is a term of endearment, often used for a significant other. It stands for, before anyone else. Example conversation. Speaker 1. Who's that? Speaker 2. That's my bae. 4. Lit. This indicates that something is exciting or excellent. Oh, example conversation. Speaker 1. How was the concert? Speaker 2. It was lit. 5. Sick. In slang, sick means something is really impressive or awesome. Example conversation. Speaker 1. Check out my new skateboard tricks. Speaker 2. Wow. That's sick.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 4. Slang in different contexts. Understanding the context in which slang is used is crucial for effective communication. For instance, the word sick can mean awesome when you're talking about a new movie or a skateboard trick. However, if you're at a medical clinic or talking about health, sick means you're unwell. Another example is the word lit. In a social setting, saying a party is lit means it's exciting and lively. But in a more formal or academic context, lit could be short for literature, as in English lit, which refers to the study of literature. The same goes for the phrase hang out. If someone asks you to hang out, they usually mean to spend leisure time together. But in a business context, it could be inappropriate to use this phrase when scheduling a formal meeting. Instead, you might say, can we schedule a meeting? Or, can we discuss this further? So, it's essential to be aware of the context in which you're using slang to ensure that your message is understood as you intend it to be. Part 5. Slang phrases. Let's move on to some slang phrases. What's up? This is another way to ask, how are you? Example conversation. Speaker 1. Hey, what's up? Speaker 2. Not much, just relaxing. Hang out. This means to spend leisure time with someone. Example conversation. Speaker 1. Do you want to hang out later? Speaker 2. Sure, let's catch a movie. Break a leg. This is a phrase used to wish someone good luck, particularly before a performance. Example conversation. Speaker 1. I have a big presentation tomorrow. Speaker 2. Break a leg. You'll do great. And that concludes our quick guide to English slang and colloquial expressions. I hope you found this episode both helpful and engaging. Remember, slang can add a unique flavor to your English conversations, but it's important to know when to use it appropriately. Thank you for tuning in to Blooming English. Until our next episode, keep blooming in your English journey.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save.